Rogers and Melanie Morgan on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Okay, 26 minutes past 6 o'clock on KSFO. So, Melanie Morgan, let me just read to you the story as I've been seeing it played over and over again over the last 36, 48 hours from the Associated Press. The news reporting group of record. They said this. Now, please, just hold yourself back.
All right.
They said several thousand anti-war demonstrators marched through downtown Washington on Saturday, clashing with police at the foot of the Capitol steps where more than 190 protesters were arrested. They go on to talk about the Army veteran Justin Clyburn of Lawton, Oklahoma, said, "We're occupying a people who do not want us there." It goes on to say, organizers estimated that the nearly 100,000 people who attended the march, 100,000 people.
Who's
100,000?
Hold back for just one moment, young lady.
Another outburst like that, and we'll have to clear this courtroom.
Okay, organizers estimated that nearly 100,000 people were there. That number could not be confirmed, and police, interestingly enough, did not give their own estimate. And then it goes on to say, about 13 blocks away, nearly 1,000 counter-protesters gathered near the Washington Monument, frequently erupting in chants of, USA! waving American flags. They talk about Robert Buzz Patterson, the guy who heads up your organization with you, Move America Forward, speaking to the crowd from a stage. The crowd was clad in camouflage, American flag bandanas and Harley Davidson jackets. Bunch of rednecks on Harleys. He said, "Congress, quit playing games with our troops. Terrorists, we will find and kill you. And to our troops, we are here for you and we support you." That's it. Two sentences about the counter-protesters who only numbered 1,000, while those protesting the war numbered 100,000, according to the Associated Press. Now, ladies and gentlemen, with the counter to all of that, here she is, Melanie Morgan.
Bull bleep.
Thank you.
Hey, you could have been on the Academy Awards last night with that kind of language.
Okay, first of all, we actually had professional crowd counters out there. People who do the grid squares.
Seriously?
Yes.
Okay.
And we had 7,500, according to our professional counter.
Okay.
Counters. And then we actually went over to the other side. We weren't able to do a professional count because they were just, like, straggled everywhere. I mean, they were all over the area. They weren't really concentrated long enough to count them.
You think it was intentional planning, strategy on their parts that couldn't be counted?
Our folks were saying there was somewhere between 5,000 and 10,000 on their side. Uh-huh. All right, let's just give them the most generous figure. Say they outnumbered us by 3,000 or so.
All right.
Here's what the permit application for International Answer read to the D.C. Capitol Police. The permit application put in for 100,000. They were expecting 100,000. All summer long they had been bragging that they were expecting hundreds of thousands, at least 500,000. In other words, this was supposed to be the hot summer of protest against the illegal, immoral, unjust neocon war.
Right.
Well, it didn't turn out that way at all. But I have to tell you, our side was just amazing. We had a wonderful program. I was so privileged to be able to co-MC the rally with Kristen Taylor from FreeRepublic.com. We had some terrific speakers. But it was what happened afterwards. The crowd was so riled up after our rally was over that the die-in was supposed to schedule or was scheduled to start right behind us, not more than four blocks behind us, right in front of the Capitol.
Right,
that's where our view was.
That's what they were supposed to be gathering for, this die-in where they would be, quote-unquote, dying in a soldier's name.
Exactly. Right. Well,
starring Cindy Sheehan.
Right.
Yes. Well, of course, you know, the Moonbat crowd can't get up early enough to get an rally organized in time. So they were 3 hours late getting to their own die-in.
Gotta sleep it off, man.
True, man. So our gals and guys, I mean, everybody, there were three blocks of our people just crammed to the gills with American flags, and everybody was wearing Move America Forward t-shirts. We sold thousands of these t-shirts at the rally, and they were all wearing them, and you know, they were fired up, and they stood there, and the GOE folks and Rolling Thunder and the Patriot Guards, all of them were there. Vietnam vets galore, man. They were ready to take it to the streets. I mean, they had some tunes going on. So our fighting Debs, as I call them, Debbie Lee, who's our Gold Star mom, mm-hmm. and Deborah John, whose son, William Johns, is now going back to Iraq or standing by for his fourth tour of duty in Iraq. They were not going to take any crap from these people. And they went out, and they went over to the die-in, and they went, this woman who was part of the Moonbat contingent, middle-aged woman, gets up in Deb John's face and starts using the most verbally violent language that you can imagine. And, of course, Deb is not going to stand for this, and she starts yelling back at her, what do you know? My son is in Iraq! And this woman starts abusing her further, and then she turns and shoves her.
Who shoves who?
The Moonbat
shoves...
the Marine mom. Big mistake.
Oh, sweet.
Big mistake.
Both benches cleared.
I'll tell you what, I was so proud of Deb. She just reached back, hauled back, and clocked her right in the face. Just knocked her flat on her ass.
Oh,
she did. And it was, we have got a picture of it. You know?
So much for using our words.
No. You don't shove Miss Deb.
No.
You just don't do it. She doesn't like that and doesn't appreciate it.
So she was engaging in self-defense.
Yes, she was.
She was shoved.
Yes,
she was shoved.
It was amazing. So that was.
So how did that all end up? Did the no
arrest
get up?
No arrest fortunately took place as we escorted the Debs away from the.
But they were.
We formed an honor guard around them and scooted them out of there right away.
All right, now when we come back, we've got to talk about these 190 that were arrested from the other side,
and we'll
get your opinion of what happened there and your perspective as we continue kind of breaking down Melanie Morgan after the big weekend in Washington, D.C. The debrief will continue in just a moment. Buck McQuillan is standing by.